Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As Christians, we have a duty to reflect the gospel, to be truth, to be salt and light. And we also have a duty to be a responsible citizen. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this information that we want to share with you today. And Matt, Liberty Counsel has an online training program through our project, our ministry called New Revolution Institute, which is our online training outreach of Liberty Counsel. And we have an online training program or module called Your Call to Active Citizenship, Reclaiming True Liberty in the USA. Your Call to Active Citizenship, Reclaiming True Liberty in the USA. It is a multicolored program with quizzes and information, but also interactive. A DVD is available. All of this is part of our training program, and this has three components. One, the purpose and role of government. Two, the idea of a worldview, the importance of a biblical Christian worldview. And three, citizen activism. All of these are part of this new online training program.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I know this happens to you as well, happens to me all the time. People say, what can I do? What can one person do? I don't have all the facts. I don't know all of these things. I just know what I believe. I know this is an opportunity for people to become equipped to go to, you know, the town halls that have become so popular now, and to start drilling their perspective, either elected officials or candidates, on these issues, to have the knowledge, to know how to interact, to know how to be citizen activists and engage the culture, engage the political realm, and to do so and to help further individually. It's amazing what just one person can do if they set their mind to it, and even more amazing what they can do if they're properly equipped with the right information.
Well, this starts off with the section Lesson 1 and Part 1, The Purpose and Role of Government. And it goes over the very beginning documents. It begins with the Declaration of Independence, where the Declaration speaks of the purpose and role of government. And it then elaborates on what that purpose and role of government is. And it's all right there in the Declaration of Independence, but we elaborate on that. This is an interactive online training program. There is a beautiful multicolor book that comes with it, a workbook that has all the information in print, plus it has quizzes and questions so that you can not only do the quizzes and questions online, but also you have them in hard copy. So some of these questions is, here's one. Question number 9 for lesson 1 says, our government is based on A, giving each person the freedom they want, B, a God who created each of us as equal, C, the fact that every citizen of voting age has the right to be heard, or D, controlling the population? That's one question. Question number 1 for lesson 1 is, which document is considered the birth certificate of the United States? The Lee Resolution of 1776, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution? Which one of those documents is considered the birth certificate of the United States? These are some of the questions that ultimately are addressed in this, and these are quizzes to help reinforce the information contained in this online program. This is something that's very exciting, Matt, because we've been working on this for a couple of years and intensely for a number of months, preparing this, videotaping this. I'm on the videotape, and others as well, experts around the country, are part of Your Call to Active Citizenship. I encourage you to order this by calling Liberty Counsel at 800-671-1776. This is a great way to expand your knowledge regarding the purpose and role of government, biblical worldview, in citizen activism.
And it's a chance for people to get the truth, because we live in a culture today, you know, if you're a product of the public school system, even, you know, a number of charter schools and some private schools just don't have the facts. With historical revisionism, Matt, run amok in the public education system around the country, there are many people that are my age and younger, and especially younger people today, I think, who are getting disinformation, intentional propaganda in the public schools. Some of those, you know, a couple of those questions you just read, the correct answers kind of jump out to some of us who do this day in and day out. But for a lot of people, they may not know the correct answers because they've been getting the incorrect information in the public schools. And this is a chance to go in to get the answers and to see what the sources of those answers are, to get the true history of this nation, and to know why America is the way America is, or at least the way America used to be, and to try to get us back to the America of our founding.
Well, lesson four, part one of the importance of a Christian worldview, is a question that begins, what is a worldview? Do you know what a worldview is? And what is a Christian worldview? Do you know what a Christian worldview is? Do you know what the two worldviews essentially are, the two basic worldviews? And do you know how they affect our community? And here's a question that begins the section, how does a Christian worldview differ from other worldviews? What does a difference in our laws and policy mean between a worldview that is theistic, for example, but one believes that there's one God and another believes that there are multiple gods? Both of them are theistic, but one is monotheistic and one is polytheistic. How does it make a difference in our laws and policy? All of that and much more is addressed in your call to active citizenship. You can order a copy of it by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You will be receiving a notebook that has a multicolored multiple pages of information, giving you information page after page after page, plus quizzes and answers, and a DVD, all of which can be done online in an interactive format.
And this is, Matt, this is designed by experts. I mean, all of the questions, all of the information here is top quality. I don't know, personally, of anything like this that's out there. I don't know of any other opportunity that folks have to avail themselves of this kind of information and to gain this kind of knowledge and to do it in such a fascinating and interactive way. As you mentioned, much of this is very interactive. So you mentioned certificates. Describe again, what do people walk away with when they go through these programs?
Well, they get a certificate of active citizenship on this first one here, and you can go as quickly or take as much time as you want. Each section is designed for about 20 minutes, and you can work through this online, and you will get a certificate from the New Revolution Institute for Liberty Counsel. And once you finish this, we have another module that comes after that, and it will help you really be grounded. If somebody asks you, for example, can churches be involved in lobbying, and what percentage of their activity can they actually be involved in lobbying? If you don't know the answer, it's all addressed here. Can pastors be involved in political activity, and how? How can you be involved? What can you as a citizen do? All of this and much more is in the online program, Your Call to Active Citizenship, Reclaiming the True Liberty in the United States. It has lesson guides. It has interactive quizzes. All of this is available to you. You can go through it with your family. If you're homeschoolers, you can be part of your homeschool lesson. If you're in public school or you just want to do it as an adult, this is a great educational piece. It's our first launch of the online program, and we are very excited because we want to train a group of people, an army of individuals who are not only knowledgeable but empowered by the knowledge that they receive. You can go to lc.org, call us today, 800-671-1776, ask for Your Call to Active Citizenship. Order it today. You can again ask for Your Call to Active Citizenship. You can call us at 800-671-1776. Or go to our website, lc.org. You can order it online. Your Call to Active Citizenship can be available to you very quickly, not only to you, but to your family. Order it for your entire Sunday school. Your Sunday school can use this as a learning training lesson, or your homeschool groups. It's great for you individually or for you in groups. It is something that I think you will find amazing. As, in fact, we produced this, and we were working with someone who was putting it together for us, they were amazed at the depth of information and the content of information that they learned as they were going through it. Again, ask for your call to active citizenship, our online program available to you from Liberty Council's New Revolution Institute. Call us today, 800-671-1776, or go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.